Hi, I'm Jim Plunkett. Welcome back to Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Derek Carr and his performances under stressful situations and how he comes up with big-time plays. Carr used to get in a little bit of trouble trying to make plays when there were none to be had. And this year he seems to have been more focused, more composed out there as a quarterback. You know, he looks for the open man. If he doesn't have it, he doesn't take the chances he did in the past. The first test for Derek Carr this year was against the Saints on opening day, and this is a go-ahead touchdown that Derek Carr orchestrated all the way down the field. And you have one of their, I think, their favorite plays. You got the tight end here. He's going up and running it out. Got Michael Crabtree coming in and going across, opening up this area for Seth Roberts to come in here relatively with a lot of space to make the catch and also find his way into the end zone. It's cleared out by the tight end, Lee Smith. He goes to the outside. Crabtree goes to the inside, leaves a lot of space for Seth Roberts to catch the ball and get in the end zone and give the Raiders the lead. One of the good things about this is, although Cooper and Crabtree are the headliners, Derek Carr trusts all his receivers. And here's Seth Roberts makes a good catch, fights his way to the end zone for the touchdown. Difficult situation, fourth and two, but they're going to go for it anyway. And you got Crabtree down here, and it was probably called a slant to begin with, like this, but with tight coverage, usually they automatically go to a fade, and it was well executed by both Derek Carr and Crabtree. They read one another perfectly. It was a great throw, a great fade route by Crabtree to make the catch and the touchdown. This is a well-executed play, and I think it comes from these men right here having confidence in one another. Derek Carr looks the field over, sees tight coverage. He knows he's going to go to the outside. He needs at least 2 yards. But he's looking to go for the whole thing. And Crabtree and Derek Carr in perfect sync as they read each other, and it results in a touchdown.